the senior year. This is it, Austin. Unless I'm mistaken, I know talking to you last year or so, this is it for your college career. Is that right?
It is. It's the final go-round. I'm really excited for it, though.
Hard to believe. I mean, the college goes fast. You've had a ton of fun. Indoor season going on right now. You have the outdoor season, and I take it academics going good, juggling with athletics, everything going pretty good?
Yeah, everything's going great. I just finished up student teaching this fall, got a few classes to finish up the semester, really getting back into the full-time swing of just trying to focus on classes and track now that we're fully in season. So yeah, it was kind of a little break off, but now we're back in the full swing of it, so I really got to put my mind to it.
Where'd you do your student teaching at?
I did my first 8 weeks were in Seward High School. I had a great, really great time there. And then I did my second 8 weeks at Cabot Elementary in Lincoln. Going in there, I did not want to do elementary, but I ended up loving it. So
that's cool. That's good. Well, had to do a little traveling. I'm right there in town at Seward for the first time and then travel to Lincoln. It's not that much of a jaunt, but you had to do a little traveling every day, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a big difference going from a 2-minute drive from my house to a 45-minute drive.
I bet so. So, yeah, get your foot in the door someplace. Would you like to stay, you know, by the time you graduate and get a job, would you like to stay in eastern Nebraska? I think I've asked this before, but where would you kind of like to be?
I'm definitely keeping my options open as it goes on. I think I'm pretty open to going wherever, you know, just kind of keep interviewing for places and keep sending out resume. And, you know, wherever I take an interview, the worst thing I can do is say no. So,
yes. Or would you like to at least stay in state? How about that?
Yes, I think in-state is kind of what I'm looking at. But, yeah, I'm definitely pretty open to different jobs around the area.
Indoor season's going. I know you have a big meet coming up here on Friday, the polar bear meet, I do believe. How are things looking for you the first couple of meets? You haven't had many meets at all, but how's it looking for you in the indoor season so far?
It's going really great. We opened up the season over 17 meters, which is really nice. You know, I was kind of worried because last year I didn't get a throw indoor, so I think opening up over 17 was really big. I know it's going to take more, and this last week I just didn't quite hit some positions where I wanted to be at, so I didn't throw as good. But I think with a home meet, I'm setting myself up for a really good position to throw something big and hopefully qualify for nationals.
Your outdoor national qualifier last year, you would love to add that indoor qualifier to that resume, wouldn't you?
Exactly. That's the one thing I haven't done here at my 4 years at Concordia is qualify for an indoor national championship. So I think that would really put the icing on the cake.
And the indoor season flies by, doesn't it? I mean, it just seems like it begins and then it ends just like that.
It really does. We have, including tomorrow, we have 4 meets until conference and then, you know, another 2 weeks and it's national. So, yeah, this indoor season really flies by.
You're feeling healthy. I mean, going into your senior season, that's one thing. You want to stay healthy, and hopefully that's been the case so far.
Yeah, I do feel really healthy. I mean, coming off that knee injury last year, I think I was kind of worried a little bit, you know, as the years go on, my body deteriorates a little bit. But I think I've stayed really healthy so far and taking care of my body good. And so far, everything just feels good. So we're on the right track, at least.
Boy, a lot of good teams going to be on this polar dog invite. Polar dog invite, what I should say. But a lot of some of the fellow GPAC conference teams going to be at this one.
Yeah, there's some really great competition. I mean, the team down south, Doan, they've got 3 really outstanding guys. Their head coach is a former Concordia athlete, and he's done a really great job with those guys, getting them prepared. And then we've got, you know, some bigger schools that are coming in, like Nebraska Wesley, and they're bringing a lot of their team. And so I think, yeah, it's going to be a really, really great competition. Going to see a lot of really different things from different people, and it's really going to push us to take our best, really.
So what kind of mark is it going to take to qualify for the indoor national meet there in Florida? What kind of mark is it going to take?
I believe A mark is a really high mark this year. It's high 18s. But top 16 automatic national qualifier. I'm thinking, you know, as time goes on, it's hard to tell, but I'm thinking it's probably going to take over 18, really.
But and no question, you're going to have some strong competition, I bet, at this one. And you still have a couple of more home meets, which is kind of nice. Hopefully in your own backyard, you can get one of those qualifying marks.
Yeah, exactly. The nice thing is we have a really great indoor facility, and not a lot of schools can say the same thing. So it's nice to be able to have, you know, get 2, 3, maybe even 4 meets under your belt at your home meet where you practice every day. So, you know, it's really nice to get that facility underneath you. But yeah, it's gonna take quite a bit this year, I think.
You know, as a team, you feel like this is one of your best overall squads. You guys have always had some great squads since you were just a freshman there, but in your senior season, from the field event guys to on the running events, relays, distance, sprints, overall a good, well-rounded team this year?
Oh, man, every year, you know, we lose a couple really, really strong seniors, and I start to get a little worried, and then we have a couple freshmen come in that just absolutely just blow my mind, and they're phenomenal. I mean, there's a lot of Southwest Nebraska kids even this year that have really stepped up and done some really, really great things. Brittany Kinney, one of them, from a McCook native, she's done a phenomenal job in the throws, and then Easton Freeze from Imperial has done an amazing, amazing job taking on the sprints. But yeah, I think we have an amazingly strong squad this year, you know, and every year it just seems to get better and better, and I think we're really looking forward to that, you know, that conference meet where we can really put it all together.
Yeah, we talked to Britt when she was home on Christmas break, and she's a young thrower. You've been there, you know, not her sophomore season, but it sounds like she's got great potential and she's got a bright future ahead of her.
Yeah, she does. She's really been putting the work in, and she's been doing really great things. And then another, she's got that second season now, which that second season you see quite a bit of a jump. Gracie Goings is another one, you know, the Juanita native. She's in her freshman year, and I've seen improvement from her just within these last 6-8 months. I think she could be really, really, really good discus thrower. She's got a smaller build, but, you know, sometimes that's what it takes if you can get really technical.
Yeah, a fellow Wapaw grad is down there, Gracie. Yeah, small but mighty. I'm sure she probably gets a lot of looks like, how far can she really throw? But she can be pretty powerful, can't she?
Yeah, absolutely. And I had that same thing happen, you know, coming in. Everybody thought I was the little guy. But, you know, you really just got to put the work in the weight room and in the facilities to make sure you're getting as technically sound as possible. So, you know, you may not be able to beat him in strength, but you might be able to beat him in the ring. So,
you know, I think I asked this before, you know, when you're teaching, you know, student teaching, you'd love to, I would think, be in track and field, maybe coaching sometime down the line in your future.
Absolutely. That's always kind of been a dream of mine, is to be a coach in one fashion or another. And the more and more I'm around, you know, the track team and the throwers, it's grown a bigger love for me than I thought I maybe could have had. So I think, yeah, definitely down the line, I want to be, you know, a throws coach for sure, if not a head track coach. I think, you know, I've had a lot of great track coaches throughout the years between my track coaches at high school level and now at the college level. I think they've really helped me build some things that I'm going to be able to take to the next level.
Well, it sounds like Concordia, it's no question, it's been a blessing for you, and they've treated you well, and you want to go out with a bang. Let's qualify in the indoor. When you get to the outdoor season, you've been there, done that. Hopefully, hey, if you go indoor and outdoors, national qualifier both seasons, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I would love that. You know, it's been really great 4 years, and, you know, I'm sad it's coming to an end, but I'm also thankful for every step of the way.